With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will address the nation in his State of the Union speech this evening. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Trump and Republicans have achieved measurable success on behalf of Americans.
We're putting more money back in your pockets. We're restoring peace through strength. We're defending our border and deporting criminal illegal aliens. We're standing up for American industry and manufacturing. And we're making American workers, not foreign countries, the clear winners in this American economy. Those are not talking points. That is what we have delivered. It's called Republican results. And we are proud to run on that message in this fateful midterm election year.
The address begins this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger will give the Democrats' response immediately following the president's address. It's a snow removal day for the Northeast, and none too soon, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Neighbors, government workers, and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. As the snow moves northward and tapers off in other areas, forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen, mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 370 points, the NASDAQ rose 236, the S&P 500 advanced 52, oil at $66.33 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at religion around the globe. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In nearly 40% of all the nations on Earth, one faith group makes up 90% or more of the population. You might think of those places as predominantly Muslim, and 34 of them are. But actually, 38 countries are 90% plus Christian. Overall, 31% of the people on Earth are Christians, compared to 26% of them who are Muslim. However, the Muslim population is growing faster. Michael Harrington reporting.
Barcelona's towering Sagrada Familia Basilica has reached its maximum height, though the magnum opus of Spanish architect Antoni Gaudí remains years away from completion. A crane placed the upper arm of a cross atop the Tower of Jesus Christ over the weekend, the soaring central piece of the tallest church on earth. This is SRN News. A Hong Kong-based company that's operated ports at the ends of the Panama Canal for decades says the government has seized them. That seizure comes after Panama's top court ruled C.K. Hutchinson's contract unconstitutional.
This may be considered a victory for Washington, as Donald Trump has been pushing to restrict Chinese influence over the Panama Canal, even threatening to seize the waterway on his first day back in office last year. In January, the Panamanian Supreme Court annulled Hutchinson's concession to manage the ports on the Atlantic and Pacific coasts, despite the multinational firm seeking to negotiate an extension. Hutchinson has warned of possible legal action over the cancellation of its long-standing contract.
The BBC's Paddy Maguire. French President Emmanuel Macron has accepted the resignation of the Louvre Museum's president. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.